name the Father, Son, and the Holy Spirit. Christ is risen. Truly is my beloved. Today we are remembering the paralytic, the sick, a man that for 38 years was laying in bed and he couldn't get any healing, and he was somehow brought or somehow got himself over to the basins that they were built by Solomon yet to wash the animals that were brought for the sacrifice. Once a year an angel of God came and he had moved the water, and anybody who would come in first into the water would get the cure of whatever sickness he or she may have had. And this poor man has been laying there for 38 years trying to get in, and every time he would somehow crawl in there, it would be too late. Already somebody was in there, and the miracle would no longer be happening. My beloved, and the Lord came there, and he saw him, and of course he knew immediately, for he knows everything. He knew that this man was suffering for so many years, and he can't get any cure through this coming into the water after the angel had moved it. My beloved, so the Lord asked him, "Want to be healthy?" And he says, "Yes, but I have no one to put me into the water, and every time I able to somehow get there, it's too late already." And the Lord says, "Get up, pick up your bed, and go." And the man immediately got cured, and he gotten up and started to walk. Of course, the Pharisees caught him and said, "What are you doing? Today is Saturday. You can't be walking and carrying your bed." And the man said, "It was the man that healed me. He told me to do that." And he asked, "Who is that man?" And he didn't know. So the Lord later on meets him in a church, and he tells him that, "Go, and now that you are cured, go, but sin no more, otherwise you get worse sickness." My beloved, then he went and he told the Pharisee that it was Jesus that had done this. And of course, they wanted already at that time already to kill him because he had broken the law of Sabbath. My beloved, we also heard in today's epistle that St. Peter was able to cure a paralytic that was for 8 years sick, and he cured him, and then he raised up also a beautiful woman that had died, and she was loved by all the widows and everybody because she was helping everybody and sewing the clothes for them and so on. And St. Peter was called, and he came and he prayed for her, and he was able to raise her up from dead. And that's the kind of miracles the apostles also did. Why? Because the Lord said so. The Lord said so. "Do you be able to make miracles as I have, and even more so?" And so he gave the power to the apostles to do the miracles. Now, what is the lesson we have to learn today? The lesson we have, we heard it from this service, that we must feel that we are the paralytics, we are the ones that are pinned down to the ground, because we are spiritually all disabled. And you're going to say to me, "Well, I'm not, it may be somebody else, but not me." But I will say to you, you and me have to take example from St. Paul, who said that the Lord came to save sinners, of whom I'm the chief. And you have to realize that we are the greatest sinners, and we are paralyzed, not physically, but spiritually. And we need God's healing. We need God to heal our spiritual sickness. My beloved, you say, "Well, I'm not as bad as this one or that one or this one." Then you're talking like a Pharisee. Then you don't have the humility. If you had the true humility, you would look at everybody, whoever may be, even if it sins before you, worst sin that you ever committed, you will feel sorry for him, and you will say to yourself, "Well, he may repent in a few seconds or a few minutes from now, but I may fall into even worse sins. So God, forgive them, and don't hold it against them, or cure them, and bring them to see the truth. And for us, the truth is also love. For our God, God, the Father, Son, and the Holy Spirit, the Holy Trinity, one God, He is a God of love and of truth. And we have to have both ingredients, the love and the truth. Then and only then we can serve properly the Lord and be able to rejoice with Him forever and ever, being with Him. And my beloved, let's learn that the God resists the proud, and He will give the grace of God to the humble. Then through His grace we're able to grow spiritually and be able to rejoice forever in His presence. Amen. God bless you.